Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry International Red Online Radio Show, coming from all the way from Ghana with Eddie. How are you today, Eddie?
I'm doing well by the grace of God.
Oh, wonderful. I'm great by the grace of God. I thank both God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting me up today so that we can bring them a show all the way from your country. And I appreciate you yourself being part of this. It means a whole lot to the ministry. Welcome to the family. And if you don't mind, we're going to get this show started off early. Okay?
Okay.
The first thing I would like to do is play a song. And this song is called Covenant Keeping God. And everyone, listen to the words so carefully because it's oh so true. Covenant Keeping God, everyone.
Your name is Jehovah, your name is Elohim. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. You answer it by fire, God of Daniel, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Sing it with me.
All I can say is hallelujah to that highest praise we can give him. Isn't that right, Eddie?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. All right. The next song I'm going to play is I Will Worship You. And everyone, please sit back and let's get ready to worship and praise our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. This is not a solemn show. This is a show of rejoicing as we rejoice together with our brethren and sisters over in Ghana, West Africa, and all around the world. This is for you. I will worship you.
For you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you know, Eddie, doing this show with you, I'm talking to everyone who's listening in live and talking to everyone who's listening later, that we hope that this blesses you as it has blessed me as I listen to these songs. And I am so appreciative of you being here with me, Pastor Eddie. So if you would like to lead us in prayer, I would love it.
Let's bow down our heads in prayer.
Okay.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for who you are. And we thank you for how far you have brought us in life. Indeed, without you, it is impossible. The Bible says with you, all things are possible. We thank you, Lord, once again for this wonderful program. We thank you that, Lord, life has been transformed through this program. We thank you that, Lord, testimony, O Lord. We thank you. And we are praying that anything that will be the plans of the enemy will nullify it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that if you mention his name, Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue shall confess. We are praying that may his presence should be sufficient upon us. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. So I'm going to turn over the radio to you so you can bring the word, Pastor Eddie. And so I am just here to absorb, listen, and be blessed by the word of God. And you can start now.
Amen. Viewers, once again, I thank you for tuning into this program. And I thank you for how far Jehovah God has brought you. Once again, I thank you, Reverend McCarty, for making this show live once again. And I want to tell everyone that is listening to this program that God will bless you once again. Now, today I want us to take our scriptures from Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. The scripture says, "And I saw a great white throne, and the one sitting on it, and the sky, and the earth and the sky were filled from the presence, but they found no place to hide." Verse 12. "I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne, and the books were opened, including the book of life, and the dead were judged according to what they had done, as a record in the books." Verse 13. "The sea gave up its dead, and the death and the grave gave up their dead, and all were judged according to their deeds." Now, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. It's my prayer, Lord, may your word transform lives. May your word touch your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, once again, I want to say something. And if you read verse 12, I want to emphasize one of the scriptures. It says, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne." Which means that a time is coming, one day, no matter who you are, you stand before the Almighty God. Whether you are president, whether you are minister, whether you are archbishop, whoever you are, one day, you stand before Jehovah alone, the one who brought you on this earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it said, the books were open, which means that whatever we are doing on this earth, one day the books will be open to us. And whatever we have done will be shown to us, whether evil or good. But today, my message is that it's your name in the book. That's my topic for today. It's your name in the book. Bible said that what shall a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know, we are visitors on this earth. One day we'll go back to where we are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And my prayer is that when the books were open, your name should be there. Anyone that is listening to this book, my friend, that when the books were opened, your name should be there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that the books were opened, and the book of life was opened. The question is that, is your name in the book of life? My fellow brethren, is your name in the book of life? If today we are no more and the books were open, is your name in the book of life? That's the question. The Bible says that, and the dead were judged, which means that one day, we'll stand before the Elohim, and they will open what we have done, and they will judge us according to what you did. And the question is that, what have you done? What have you done? My fellow listeners, what have we done? Not to include myself, what have we done? What have we done? If today the trumpet will blow, you have something to show that we have done something so that God can look at those things and say, yes, you deserve to enter my throne room. What have we done? And the question is that, and that is that, if your name in the book of life, each person was judged according to what he was done. Now, I'm here to tell everyone who's listening to me that today God is giving me this privilege. One more time. The Bible says that in Matthew, when the woman with the issue of blood said that the master is fasting, she said to herself, today you are hearing the word, wherever you are coming, wherever you are, today the master is fasting. You can say to yourself that today I'm surrendering my life. Today I'm giving my whole life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, whatever you are doing, change, give your life to Jesus.
Yes.
Now listen, whether you are gay, whether you are a manager, whether you are a community, whatever you are doing, today Jesus is knocking at your door. That will change. Give your life to Jesus. It's passing by. Because one day, the books will be open. One day, you will stand before the one brought you on this earth. And what do you have to prove? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And if you read verse 15, it says, anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. My brother, it is my brother. One day we see each other. It is my brother, one day we'll meet in heaven. Your name will be fine, my name will be fine. It is my prayer. Whatever you are doing today, the master is passing. A time is coming. You not hear the word anymore. Bible said that all things have passed away. My sweat will never pass away. A time is coming. If you read Luke chapter 10, verse 20, but because your name was not written in heaven. Is your name written in heaven? If you read Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, it's there. If you read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it's there. If you read Joshua chapter 3, verse 1, it's there. Church, my brethren, folks, anyone who is listening to me, is your name in the book of life? Because whatever we are doing will pass away. I believe that the whole world here that Ghana has lost the president, yes, it's no more. One day, he will stand before the one who brought him on this earth, and he will give account of whatever he did.
Mm-hmm.
One day, Obama will pass away. One day, Oprah Winfrey will pass away. One day, Bishop T.D. Jakes will pass away. Juanita Mani will pass away. One day, Billy Graham will go. One day, Archbishop Dagger Williams will go. One day, all the great men of God will be hearing their names. They will pass away. And their books will be open. And they will judge you according to what you have done.
Yes.
What have we done? My brother, what have we done? It's about time we change for our sinful things. It's about time we change for our evil things we've been doing. It's about time to embrace the Elohim, the one who brought us from this earth. Once again, I said, Jesus is knocking at your door. He's knocking. He's knocking. As I'm praying, it's my heart desire that each and everyone will go out there. Bible says that we should go out there to win souls to Christ. If you know the Master, you need to stretch. You need to go out there, extra mile. Maybe your brother, your sister have never heard about Jesus Christ. Folks, let's go all over the world and preach the gospel. This is the one that miracle will be hearing. This is the little will pass away. But Bible says that my word will never pass away. Bible says that we test her according to what you have done. Maybe they will use Bible to that. Yeah, I want to pass through fire. Today, it's my prayer that each and every one will give his life to Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. The books will be open. And
yes,
your name.
That is your name in the book?
Is your name in the book? If your name is not in a book, we invite you to open your heart and open your life and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let him rule your world. Let him guide you through this life. And he will ask, what have you done? And if he cannot find anything that you have done for him, he will turn and say, I know you not. I know you're not. And we don't want, we do not want to hear that from our Lord and Savior on that great day. Absolutely not. After this, we're going to take a break and we're going to play a song called Baba. And then we're going to go back to Pastor Eddie and for some closing remarks. All right. Everyone enjoy Baba.
Help me sing, yeah, yeah, yeah.
and cause your wings to fall on me, Baba. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your wings to fall on me, Baba.
Man, now Eddie, I have to ask you, what does Baba mean in your language?
Baba is talking about Jesus Christ.
Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. I felt the spirit of the song, and you know, sometimes you can feel the spirit of something and not quite know what you're hearing, and that just touched me so, Baba, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, Eddie, I have enjoyed doing the show with you again. The response, I want to tell everyone out there who's listening to the sound of my voice that we appreciate you and we love you from the bottom of our hearts. We don't do this show for our glory. We do this show for the glory of God and the glory of Jesus Christ himself. And I know, Eddie, you agree with me on that. And I wanted to know if you had any closing comments that you would like to tell the listening audience before we end the show.
Yeah. Once again, I want to tell each and everyone that this is a great opportunity for everyone to accept him. If you read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, it says, the scripture says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So this at this hour, I want my listeners, anyone who's listening to me, to say this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I know that I'm a sinner. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Write my name in the book of life.
Amen.
Lord, if today, if your trumpet is, wish your trumpet to blow, may my name be written in the book of life.
All right.
I thank you.
Yes.
I bless you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. We have a caller on the phone, so I'm going to go to the caller. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
407-361, you're on the air.
Minister McCarthy.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sister Pat from Orlando calling you all. I'm listening to your program, you and Pastor Eddie. Amen. I just wanted to call in to let you know. I'm listening to you all, and that was a good word. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yeah.
God.
I just thank God for you all. Just thank God for you all. Amen. Amen. I just want to send my love, let you all know I'm listening. Amen.
You can do that. Sister Pat, you can do that anytime you want to. Is that you know when one or more agree, then it is so on this earth, and we stand
Hallelujah.
In agreement of your
Amen.
Name being written in the book of life. I don't think people realize how important that is. It's
all right.
It has to be there. It has to be there. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
Amen.
What have
Amen.
You done
like
for
that.
Me? Okay.
Amen. I like that. What have you done? It's only what we do in this lifetime for Jesus counts. Every other thing the Bible tells us is just a vanity. You know, it's a waste. You know, only what we do for Jesus. So, amen. We got to, you know, get our work in order.
We do. And we hope this show helps people get things in order. And we hope, get the word from wherever you need to get the word from. But the point is to get the word. That is the bread of life. When he said that was the bread of life, that's the bread
Amen.
Of life. And Jesus is the water.
Hallelujah.
The water. So you have bread and water that will last you for eternity. Open your heart out today as Pastor.
All right.
Eddie has said, open your heart up today. Accept that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Accept that he died on the cross and he rose again and he sits on the right hand of our Father. And believe with
Hallelujah.
Unwavering faith that he will come back and get
Hallelujah.
All of us and take us home.
All right. Come on now. Hallelujah.
The journey home. We don't have to go nowhere, everybody. It's the journey home.
Amen.
But we don't
Amen.
Realize we're already home. He just
Hallelujah.
Don't get rid of all this other stuff that's around us, that's blocking
Amen.
Us. But he is
Amen.
Coming back. So we don't know when. He don't know when. You got me preaching. See?
I hear you. Get it out. I want to hear it. Get it out. Get it out. Hallelujah.
Eddie, you could jump in any time, but this is him. This is the Lord saying, I am giving you a chance because the Son doesn't even know when he's coming back. Only the Father.
That is true.
That is true.
Hallelujah.
If that's the only person that knows and the Son can't even tell you, then I would get right with the Son because
Amen.
The Son get right with the Son.
Yes,
accept them into your
Amen.
Life. Accept them into your life.
Eddie,
do you have anything to add? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Eddie, do you have anything you want to say?
I want to pray for my listeners before the program turns out.
Okay.
All right. I don't refuse prayer.
Yes.
I want to pray that if you are sick in any part of your body, believe and have faith that the Bible says, if you mention the name of Jesus, infirmity, sickness, disease, run away. So I want each and everyone who's listening to the sound of my voice today should believe that today, anything that you are going through, today will be the end of whatever you are going through. So everybody should leave. I want us to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Makadibo Shaya. Lizuakra Atusta Brakita. Madozi Handalala Sutaya. Krantusta. Makiria Nalamanama. Via dusta kra adiroza adiosta abra didi akaniasa. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak against any situation, anything that's not according to the word of God. Now, today, Bible says, you said, peace be still. Any situation, any wind that is blowing in the life of your people, I speak that peace be still in Jesus' name. And I declare. That Jehovah God may give us peace, surpass all understanding, in the name of Yehuda and Arush in the day of triumph. In Jesus' name. And I declare that victory is our portion.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And I believe, my brother, we belong to the talk. And that's what we need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, I got goosebumps. Yes.
I felt it on my inside.
Yes,
I felt that prayer on my inside. Hallelujah.
I tell people when you get the chills, get the chills, everyone, that means the Spirit is in the house. The Spirit
Hallelujah.
Is roaming through the house. Well, this has been a wonderful show, as always.
Oh.
And
yes,
I look forward to the next month's show coming from Ghana. And you look at all your all your web social media things, and I'll let you know when the website, when the show is going to be. And we have people who are actually in Ghana. I want to say hello to Israel Alford, who said, "Hello, God bless you, Ma." Okay, so we're blessing people all around the world, and I just thank God for using us, even you, Sister Pat. Because you keep us strong. You keep us going.
Yes.
And you keep on calling. Okay.
Amen. Amen. I love you all. Okay.
I love
you all.
Okay.
Love you all.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Yes,
God bless. Mm-hmm. All right, Pastor. Pastor to Pastor. We're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out with the song, How Great Thou Art. This is a song that the Journey Home Outreach Ministry has adopted as their closing song, because it gives complete honor and glory to God. And I want to thank you again for your powerful words. And if anyone wants to reach you, could you give them your email address?
Yeah. Edipuku@yahoo.com.
Okay. Spell the last name.
O-P-O-K-U.
Okay. So Edipuku
at. That is E-triple-D. I-E.
Okay.
O-P-O-K-U.
All right.
@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Please reach out, everyone. Bless you, my brother. I will definitely talk to you soon. And we're going to roll out like we always do with the song, How Great Thou Art, by Society Hill Music. And here we go.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all.
are you, Jesus?